Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Today, I'd like to say about the topic of the life without disease. 황제내경, also known as the inner canon of Huangdi or Yellow Emperor's inner canon, is an ancient Chinese medical text that has been treated as the fundamental doctrinal source for Chinese medicine for more than 2 millennia. In the book, there are 2 chapters regarding the heavenly truths and the herbal remedies. The book says, though the most ancient people made the herbal remedies, they did hardly use it because they lived in accordance with the Tao, which means the Word of God. Thus, they were able to keep their health. Therefore, when they became diseased, they only prayed to God. That was enough to make them well again from being sick. However, the Medic ancient people used not only the prayer, but also the herbal remedies. But now, even with the prayer, herbal remedies, and acupuncture, it is very hard for us to recover from the various diseases. The reason is that we have become too various and anxious to keep the Spirit of God rest in our body. This is very important information to us because it might open a door of living a healthy and spiritual life. When the ancient people became ill, they prayed to God first, and then they used the herbal remedies and acupuncture as it was necessary. Their belief was that if they keep their spirit to be good, it might ensure the health of their physical body. Having this information from the Asia, now let us study 2 stories that I found fascinating in the Old Testament. The story of King Hezekiah and King Asa in the kingdom of Judah. About 2,600 years ago, King Hezekiah became sick, even near to death. To complete his misfortune, the prophet Isaiah prophesied that he would surely die. But King Hezekiah did not lose his spirit. Instead of giving it up, he started to pray to the Lord with all his heart. And it worked. He was healed by the Lord with a lump of figs. There is another similar story. This is about King Asa. He also became diseased in his feet. We might assume that his disease was less serious than that of King Hezekiah. However, King Asa died 2 years later. And this is what the word says about the reason for the death of King Asa. He did not seek the Lord, but the physician. King Asa might have sought the help of many famous physicians in his kingdom, but not the Lord his God. The difference between the 2 kings is very obvious. One asked the Lord for cure, while the other sought cure from human physician. And the result was that the fatal disease of King Hezekiah was healed with cheap herb or fig, while relatively mild disease of King Asa was not healed, even with expensive remedies prepared by many famous physicians, but brought the death upon him. According to the Old Testament, it seemed to be very clear that seeking the Lord first is the key to be healed from disease. The undeniable similarity that we find is that the ancient people, either they were Chinese or Israelite, when they got diseased, most of them prayed to God first and then used some other remedies as secondary treatment. Immanuel Swedenborg says that disease corresponds to cupidities and passions of the natural mind. In general, the origins of disease are intemperance, luxuries of various kinds, merely corporeal pleasure, and also envies, hatred, revenges, and the like, which destroy the interiors of man, on destruction of which our exterior suffer and draw the man into disease and death. And he also says that if man had lived a life of good, his interior would be opened into heaven, and through heaven to the Lord. And so also would the very least and most invisible little vessel in our body. In consequence, man would be without disease and would merely decline to extreme old age until he became again a little child, but wise one. And when the body could no longer minister to his internal man or spirit, he would pass without disease, just out of his earthly body into a spiritual body, such as the angel's head, thus out of the world directly into heaven. As he said, Swedenborg lived a disease-free life, and he knew the time of his death. So he passed away knowingly and peacefully. Let us remember, when we get sick, we should pray to the Lord first, as the most ancient people and King Hezekiah did. Now, I would like to explore what is effective prayer that can be answered by the Lord. Our Lord says, "If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." Yes, the Lord promised anything, but there is a condition. It should be in my name, in his name. The preposition in comes from Greek word and. And means a state of dwelling in something. And. The name means its quality. And also there is another Greek preposition that is translated as in English. That is epi. Epi means the besides of something. Besides. So there are two kinds of in my name. One is in my name. The other is epi my name. And my name could mean in the life of good. So if we live a life of good, whatever we pray, our Lord will do it for us. There are many verses like this in the gospel world. For example, "You abide in me, and my word abide in you. You will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you." John 15:7. "Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full." John 16:23. These inns are all N in Greek. What is more interesting, according to the Swedenborg, if anyone who lives a life of evil, he may say on earth and God's name. But after death, in the world of spirit, he cannot say and God's name. Wow, this is very shocking revelation. Thus, in the case of someone who is doing good only external only, epi is used instead of an, because epi means beside, thus correlate with external things, while an internal things. So, if a man is separated from the internal good, he is just living epi God's name. For example, many will come epi my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. Matthew 24:5. John said, Master, we saw someone casting out demon, epi your name, and we forbade him because he does not follow with us. Luke 9:49. What a detailed and specific spiritual meaning in even one yod and one letter in the word. Whenever we say in the name of Jesus at every end of every and at the end of every prayer, let us check our life, whether we live in his name or epi his name. If we say in his name with good conscience, God will grant us anything that we pray. But sadly, most of us are living epi his name, or that is where we begin our spiritual journey to God. Though we wish to have the life without disease, we all know that it is an impossible thing. Thus, what we are seeking is the life with the minimum amount of disease, and all the life that is healthy enough to enjoy our life on earth. We can learn a few secrets from the wisdom of the ancient Asian and King Hezekiah and our Lord Jesus Christ. I would like to emphasize three secrets that I learned from them. The power of healing is essentially from God and is present in the whole universe. What it means is that if we know how to tap into this power, we may be able to let this power flow into us and bring the heal that we seek. The way to tap into this power is to pray to the Lord with all our heart. In the prayer, we should believe that our life is from God, and God wants us to have a healthy, happy, and fulfilling life on earth. In the other words, if we truly believe God the Creator, our spirit may be directly connected to the power of God that is constantly creating and nurturing this universe. The last, but the most important secret is revealed by the Lord Jesus Christ. In order to be connected to the power of God, we must live in his name, not epi his name, meaning in the life of goodness and charity. What it means is that if we live a life of loving and giving, the love and life from God flow into us. The secret is that as much as we love others and willing to share what is ours with them, that much what is from God fills us, making us to be healthy and happy, spiritually and physically. May God bless you all. Amen.